In the US state of Wisconsin, an investigation's underway following the police shooting of an unarmed black man. Jacob Blake was shot at close range 7 times. His children were in the back seat of a car when it happened. The officers involved have been stood aside and the National Guard called out to quell unrest. After the massive protests following the George Floyd killing earlier this year, Jacob Blake's wounding was never going to pass unnoticed. Chief Foreign Correspondent Philip Williams reports.
In the small city of Kenosha, south of Milwaukee, Jacob Blake is filmed as he walks from one side of his van to the driver's side. Police are following, guns drawn, as Blake gets into his vehicle. Shot in the back multiple times at close range, Jacob Blake was airlifted to a Milwaukee hospital where he's in a critical condition. Not long after angry crowds gathered in the city, there was a confrontation with police in an armoured vehicle. At least one person in the crowd carried a rifle. It's legal in that state. Tear gas was fired by police. The rage was triggered by a police shooting that should never have happened, according to long-time civil rights campaigner, the Reverend Al Sharpton.
Now, he may have been disobeying you. He may have been even resisting you, if you want to go that far. But there was no life threat there for you to shoot 7 times.
In downtown Kenosha, the clashes continued into the night with a crowd gathering outside the police station. Firebombs and bricks were thrown. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers was quick to condemn the shooting, tweeting, "He's not the first black person or person to have been shot or injured or mercilessly killed at the hands of individuals in law enforcement in our state or our country." Joe Biden tweeted, "These shots pierce the soul of our nation. Jill and I pray for Jacob's recovery and for his children. Equal justice has not been real for black Americans and so many others." The president's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, said it was still unclear what had happened.
From what I was briefed on, obviously the video tells a story that's troubling, and yet at the same time we'll get a full briefing within the next couple of hours.
The fear for authorities is that the fury over George Floyd's killing could be repeated, not just in this city or state, but across the nation. It comes at a dangerous intersection for the United States. The President Donald Trump says if Joe Biden wins the presidency in November, the nation will descend into lawless chaos. He'll tell his faithful just that on this, the first day of the Republican National Convention. The pictures of angry protesters could feed into that narrative, and the toxic combination of anger and fear may yet serve a broader political purpose. This is Philip Williams in Washington reporting for AM.